Beauty Bob, the show that'll keep you in the know about popular Hollywood trends in fashion, fitness, makeup, hair care, and skincare. Keeping it real and coming straight from the heart. Hi there, I'm your host, Melina Gay, and welcome to Beauty Pop.
Well, hello there. Welcome to another edition of Beauty Pop. Thank you so much for joining us today. Well, today our very special guest is going to be retired football player and actor, Mr. Sam Scarver. But before we speak with Sam, we are going to jump right on into the color of the week. And this week's color is lemon yellow. So lemon yellow promotes self-reliance and a need for an orderly life. This yellow increases our sensitivity to criticism. Now, being the lightest hue of the spectrum, the color psychology of yellow is uplifting and illuminating, offering hope, happiness, cheerfulness, and fun. And in the meaning of colors, yellow inspires original thought and inquisitiveness. Yellow is creative from a mental aspect. Yellow is the color of new ideas, helping us to find new ways of doing things. Yellow is the practical thinker, not the dreamer. Now, yellow is the best color to create enthusiasm for life, and it can awaken greater confidence and optimism. The color yellow loves a challenge, particularly a mental challenge. Now, within the meaning of colors, yellow, as I said before, is a great communicator and loves to talk. Yellow is the color of the networker and the journalist, all working and communicating on a mental level. Yellow is the scientist, constantly analyzing, looking at both sides before making a decision, methodical and decisive. Yellow is the entertainer, the comic, the clown. Yellow helps us focus, study, and recall information, which is useful during exam time. That's why when we're highlighting things, generally yellow is the primary color of choice. Now you know why. Now, if you're going through a lot of change in your life, you may find that you can't tolerate the color yellow very well. This will usually pass. It just means that you're having trouble coping with all the changes at the moment. And yellow, because it has a fast vibration, it's just moving too fast for you. You can't keep up with all of the changes at the same time. So it makes you feel stressed. So in that case, what you want to do is introduce green or a soft orange into your life for a while just to balance and restore your energy. Now, if you notice, many older people don't respond well to large amounts of yellow because it simply vibrates too fast for them. So this spring season, jump on into some lemon yellow and be the life of the party, the life of the atmosphere. Spread joy, enthusiasm, happiness, and fun to all whom you're around. That's the color of this week, lemon yellow. And so now we're moving on to our next segment, which is Melina Says. And this week, Melina says, let's make some lemonade, since we're talking about lemon yellow. Now, did you know that for a mere 50 cents, okay, give or take nowadays, that you can marinate and season your dinner, boost your immune system, relieve a sore throat, soothe an upset stomach, as well as an array of digestive disturbances. You can purify your liver, exfoliate your skin, treat dandruff, prevent cancer, and possibly reduce your stress level, all with a lemon? Well, you can. So just grab a regular old lemon, and it will take care of all those things. I mean, this citrus fruit is one of the most versatile pieces of produce on the planet and has aided in cooking, health, and beauty secrets for hundreds and, in some cases, thousands of years. Now, lemon is fantastic for our skin. That's what we're mostly concerned with here on Beauty Pop. We just know that the natural fruit acids, it gently removes dead skin cells, and it lightens age spots, lightens unwanted freckles, and it lightens those facial discolorations. Now, remember on the Brady Bunch, that episode of Brady Bunch, I think it was Marsha, she said, oh, I need to get some lemon and rub it all over my face. And we thought that was funny, or I thought it was funny. It actually is true. The acidity zaps oiliness, and it cleans our pores without stripping the skin of its natural oil balance. And here's some things that you can do. First, you can make a homemade astringent, and this is very, very simple, because all you need is a fresh squeezed lemon. Just squeeze the juice onto a cotton ball, dab the cotton ball onto your face, or you can just simply run a slice of lemon all over your face each morning. You want to let it sit for about 10 minutes, and then you just rinse it off. Now, for especially dark age spots, place a slice of lemon directly onto the spot and let that sit for 10 minutes. you do this every day for about a week, and those spots are lightening up, and eventually they will disappear. You can also use lemon as a homemade exfoliant. And what you do with this is you take a lemon, slice it in half, and you dip it in granulated sugar. You just rub that vigorously on the rough patches of your skin, especially your feet and elbows and kneecaps, and they will be as smooth as a baby's bottom. Now, also, lemon is good for removing blackheads. I didn't know this before. But all you do is take a lemon, slice it in half, rub the juice all over your face, and wait 5 minutes before rinsing it off with cold water. And because lemons have antibacterial properties, they make it a perfect blackhead remedy. Because this is the thing. Blackheads are caused by clogged pores. And the acid called alpha hydroxy from the lemons simply helps to exfoliate the skin. Now, for those who have, I will say those of us, because they are pretty much there for almost everyone. At some point, at some age and stage in life, we've all had acne and acne scars. So if you're still going through that right now, whether you're a teenager or an older adult, this is the way, and you're traumatized by these dark spots that are acne from when you're not supposed to do, which is pick them, but if you pick it or what have you and you have a scar, this is what you do. Now, I'll tell you guys that a couple weeks ago I had an acne issue, and I picked it. I know I wasn't supposed to, and then I was traumatized because I had a big red carpet to go to, and I didn't know what to do because the makeup wasn't covering it. So my wonderful hairstylist, Anthony, he said, make a mole. And so that's what I did. I took a black eyeliner pencil, and I made a mole. And then all my friends that saw me, they're like, oh, I didn't know you had a mole. But it looked good. It looked good. It covered it up. But instead of going through that, this is what you can do with lemons. And also instead of heading to the dermatologist, because actually that is the number one remedy to fade acne scars. But all you do is take a cotton ball, soak it with a little freshly squeezed lemon juice, and rub it all over your face. Again, when it is applied every day, it will definitely help lighten up the scars because it works as a chemical peel because of that wonderful alpha hydroxy acid. Lemon removes calluses, corns, and warts. Did you know that? All you have to do is use the inside of the lemon. Now, this time you're going to use the white part, and you're going to place it against any of these skin imperfections. Place it on those corns. Place it on a callus. Place it on a wart. Leave it on there overnight, and in about a week, it will fall off naturally. Now, if you want to lighten your hair, skip the dye. Leave Miss Clairol to Miss Clairol. Leave it alone. This is a perfect and gradual remedy for those sunny summer days that are right around the corner. All you do is mix the juice from 4 lemons with 1/4 cup of warm water, put it in a spray bottle, and spritz it all over your hair until it's damp. Now, make sure you only expose your hair to the sun for about 30 to 60 minutes. Do not sit out there and bake for 3 and 4 hours. It'll be a whole nother color. Don't do that. So, but between 30 and 60 minutes, depending on how light you want to make your hair. And then after you're done, take a shower and use conditioner, because you really just know this, that lemon juice can sometimes dry out your hair. So it can also, lemon is wonderful for strengthening nails. All you do is soak your nails into lemon juice for about 10 minutes. Rinse it with warm water once a week will not only help them grow, but it will also remove any discoloration. You know, when you wear red nail polish, sometimes it stains and takes a lot of some time to grow out. Forget all that. Stick your nails in some lemon juice, and the coloration will disappear. And finally, lemon will help you lighten the discolored armpits and elbows. Now, we've seen those people. If we're not those people, we know those people who have those discolored armpits and elbows. So what you can do to help them out is you tell them that discoloration and hyperpigmentation happens to people when there's more melanin in their skin. It just happens. So the more melanin a person has in their skin, the darker it will be. And since lemon acts as a bleaching agent, just rubbing a cut lemon on your armpits or elbows will help to lighten the skin in those areas. And there you have it. That's it for this week's edition of Melina Says. Put on some lemon yellow. Put on clothing. Put on some lemons on your face, on your elbows. Help your nails. Help your skin. Help your armpits. Lemon is a wonderful, wonderful citrus fruit, and it helps in all aspects of life. So that's it for this edition. Stay tuned. We will be right back with the fabulous Mr. Sam Garber.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
Crystal Coral Seas is a fine gemstone jewelry line that authenticates and promotes a collection of high-quality jewelry that is exclusive to the Melina brand.
The Melina Gay Signature Collection is a process of the knowledge that has been obtained from many years of jeweled artisan experience and international travel. Unique to most jewelry collections, the MGSC staff travels the world to obtain the best quality gemstones at the most affordable prices while keeping up with the latest styles.
All of Melina's pieces from her custom signature collection have been designed and created by experienced hand crafters. This allows all of the exquisite and unique pieces the options of making any adjustments or refinements, thereby creating an even more personalized custom piece.
For your next memorable moment,
MGSC.
Available at LL's Consignment Boutique, located at 1205 North La Brea in Inglewood.
Hi. Welcome back to Beauty Pop. And you can also find the Melina Gay Signature Collection at MelinaGaySignatureCollection.com. Yes, that is my jewelry line, and it is a fantastic line, if I must say so myself, as well as Havana watches. They are outstanding timepieces. They are elegant. They are beautiful. And they speak quality. Havana watches. Love them, and they're a wonderful sponsor. Well, now we are going to talk to our very special VIP guest, Mr. Sam Scarver. Now, let me tell you a quick little bit about him. Sam Willis Scarver was a professional American football running back. He played college football at the University of New Mexico and was selected by the Dallas Cowboys in the third round of the 1971 NFL Draft. He is now an actor, and he's known for his roles in The Karate Kid, Shocker, and Over the Top. Let's give a warm Beauty Pop welcome to Sam Scarver. Hey, Sam. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
How are you?
We're just giving you some applause, as you rightly deserve that applause.
I can hear it in the background.
So thanks for joining the show today, Sam. How's everything going?
My pleasure.
Today? Well?
Everything's doing well. I'm down here at the shop. Everybody's working out. And everything's doing fine.
Well, good. Well, good. Well, I'm going to ask you a few questions, and I know people are just dying to know. Now, first of all, you played football for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes, so, I was drafted third round by the Dallas Cowboys in 1971.
Mm-hmm. Now, what was that experience like? Like, what is it like to be picked for the draft?
Well, quite an experience at the time, not quite as big as things are now, but played with some fantastic players like Bob Lilly, Bob Hayes, Roger Staubach, Craig Morton, Dan Reeves, some great famous football players that made history. Some of them with us and some aren't still with us, but this was the original Dallas Cowboys with Tom Landry.
Yes, Tom Landry. Now, I have to tell you that being from Maryland, I was a Redskins fan, and those matchups between the Cowboys and the Redskins, they were
serious games.
They were very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Serious
yes,
games.
Serious.
A definite rivalry. Definite rivalry.
Definite. And I believe it still goes on today.
Oh, yeah.
Let me ask you this now. Football is not necessarily what one would consider a beautiful sport, quote-unquote, but I'm sure you had some very memorable moments there.
Some real good moments. Yes, I did.
So can you share a very special one with us, please?
A special one I had with the Dallas Cowboys. Dan Reeves and I always were playing tricks on rookies, and I was a rookie. But they always had the guys, meaning the rookies, at dinner or breakfast, stand up and sing their alma mater song, sing any kind of song. But they didn't know I sung anyway. So it got to be a point they had me singing every meal. And I took a different song. And later I got into a singing group. But, you know, that was all fun.
Oh, that's nuts. So now you're a singer. What are some of the songs that you sang?
Well, anything that the Temptations sung. I was in a group in Colorado called the Notations. And so we sung anything the Temptations, Motown, Smokey Robinson, any of those.
Oh, wow. Now, did you have the dance steps going along with it?
Oh, yeah. We had to do wop. We got down.
Oh.
We shake our booties, girl. We didn't fool around. We did a whole banana.
Oh, sucks now. So, okay, are any of these still available on YouTube? Can we dig them up on YouTube somewhere?
I don't know if you can. I don't know if, but just for the record, back in the day, we didn't say, oh, shoot, now. We say, oh, sookie, baby. That was from St. Louis.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, sookie now. So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
So you had a thing, so you were football and you had a doo-wop group,
yeah.
And then you made the transition into acting.
Transition
into
acting, yeah.
How did that happen? I said,
While I was traveling along and I left the United States and went to Canada, well, I took my show on the road. Anytime I had a chance to go into a restaurant or bar and sing, I would. I'd get up with the band. I said, well, do you know certain songs? And one of my favorite songs was My Girl. And they would play the bass in the background, you know, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And I would just take it from there. And every night they'd have me come in and sing at a different club somewhere. So I was just having fun.
And then you got discovered in the club?
Well, not really. Came back to the States and got discovered in an acting class. I was in an acting class with Priscilla Barnes and a whole bunch of others. I'm trying to think of... Even John Brockington. I got John Brockington into an acting class for a while. Played for the Green Bay Packers. But my key guy was Tom Selleck. Tom Selleck and I were in the same acting class with Sal Dano for years. Years. And that's why I honed my tool. Yeah.
Oh, wow. And so then your first major film was The Karate Kid?
First major movie? I did Karate Kid, but it wasn't my first. I did a lot of television. I did a couple of Love Boats, a couple of Fantasy Islands. I did a couple of Ricardo Montalban and Jose Ferrer and myself. We had a great time together. I got a chance to meet some very outstanding actors. Lou Gossett. So... I went from television to film, the film to television. I did both, and commercial. So I did a lot of that after I retired, you know. You kind of had to be settled when you, being in Hollywood, everything started in Hollywood and branched out to other states and so forth. But everything began in Hollywood back in the day, where Paramount was Paramount, Universal was Universal, 20th Century was 20th Century, and they had contract players. But things are a lot different now.
The industry has certainly changed.
Yeah, a lot more television, a lot more satellite, independent film. A lot of films going to Canada, going to Europe. I mean, it's moving around all over. A lot of independent YouTube-type things, you know. God, there's so many TV stations, so. Entertainment is everywhere, which is great.
It is. Let me ask you, in your previous acting, and I'm going to ask you what you have coming up next in just a few moments, but in your acting career, what would you say is the most beautiful experience that you had in your acting career?
The most beautiful. I think the best show that I worked on was Cheers. I was on Cheers for 2 years. I was Cliff's buddy down at the post office.
Oh, that was you.
Yeah, I was Cliff's buddy down at the post office. And what he did is that it ended up in one of the segments, he ratted on me and just said, you know, my buddy just took out a sample of Giorgio out of the magazine and twisted it. And see, that's the federal law. A postal worker cannot take an advertisement out of a magazine. That's jail time.
Mm. Oh, wow. Okay.
So,
and
that,
so
I ended up getting some free Giorgio cologne from Beverly Hills. It was a whole big thing.
Oh.
And, yeah. Giorgio for men. And so
and
now he owed me a favor, and we were supposed to move in together as roommates. But then the coach passed away. He got sick. We had been working on a script, and the script never came to life because they went back east, and that's when they got the other guy. I can't think of his name. I just drew a blank. Woody. They went back east and got Woody.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Because they were going to do a segment where Cliff and I were roommates. He had to get away from his mother, a whole thing. And the whole format changed once the coach died. He was very instrumental in being one of the lead guys on Cheers.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So, I mean, I'm surprised Giorgio didn't ask you to be a spokesperson for them after that.
Well, I got a bunch of free samples, and they didn't take it much further than that. But Cheers, the program Cheers got me a lot of work because I ended up doing a lot of camel production after that, you know, with Mr. T and just ended up getting a lot of work from Cheers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then before that, I was on Taxi. So Taxi went to Cheers, and Cheers I'm drawing a blank now. I should have wrote some of this down. Going through all this, I can't believe I did all this stuff.
Well, it's okay, because actually we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back. We're going to come back with you, but we're just going to take a quick break and say thanks to our sponsor. We'll be right
Sounds
back
good.
With our meet
Okay. Sounds good. Okay.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
How are you doing?
And we're back with more
I'm doing
music
a radio
talk.
Show.
We're back from Beauty Pop with Sam Scarver as our special guest, and Sam is sharing with us your experiences on Cheers and Taxi, and what else? What else has made an indelible mark in your life that has been a beautiful experience?
Well, like I said, Cheers helped me catapult onto a lot of stuff. Then I did the Tracy Ullman show. We did like 4 Tracy Ullman shows in a week, back to back to back to back. And it just catapulted her career. Very talented lady. Very talented.
Very talented. I wonder whatever happened to her.
She's still around. She was really funny. She set me up. She pulled the trick on me. But it was well worth it, though.
Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean by that? We need the whole story now.
Well,
we
were all sitting around the table. We had our script waiting on Tracy Ullman to show up. Nobody knew who she was. So I'm sitting there kind of restless. I said, oh, my God, who is this Tracy Ullman lady? We're sitting here. When that babe gets here, I'm going to give her a piece of my mind. And sitting over to the left of me, this lady had been just sitting there looking at me. I said, hey, how you doing? She said, I'm just fine. My name is Tracy Ullman. I said, oh, really? She had been sitting there for like 10 minutes. She like pulled the biggest trick on everybody, and it was on me, but we had a fun time after that.
That sounds like so much fun. Well, Pat, now what do you have coming up next? What have you been up to? I know you were at a bowling event on this past Sunday for the Foothill AIDS Foundation. And what else do you have coming up?
Well, I did a sci-fi flick that's going to be coming out called Cut. And it's really good. I've already went to the screening. I'm not sure when it's coming out. but you never get a hold on really what's happening, and they set you up about five or six different ways. It's a good, scary movie called Cut. It'll be coming up soon. I'll let you know about it.
Okay, please.
And
please,
also,
please.
I got a baseball movie coming up. It's almost like one of those frat movies. It's called 108 Stitches. There's 108 stitches in a baseball. And it's about the minor league baseball team up in Utah. It's a real good comedy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And what role do you play?
I play one of the irate coaches. Having fun with quite a few superlatives. But I had fun.
Oh. Well, Sam, you seem like such a nice, warm and kind and sweet person. I can't see you using irate superlatives at people. I know, you had to dig
again,
deep.
Again, it's a comedy. So you go against the grain of who a guy really may be, you know?
Right. You had to go real in deep for that role.
Oh, yeah. I had to look in the dictionary, you know? The ghetto dictionary. But I had fun.
And that's what's important about this industry. That is it. And also in the industry of football, is there anything, and as we wrap up, is there anything that you'd like to share with our listeners, any words of wisdom, and then how to keep in touch with you if they want to follow you?
Well, I right now also as an actor, also I'm a coach. And I work and I have a fitness center in North Hollywood. I keep a lot of people in shape, directors, doctors, lawyers, actors, you name it. I got a little bit of everybody, rodeo people, clowns. So I do a lot of different things as well as with my acting. They kind of blend in together. And word of wisdom to everybody, whatever you do, have fun with it. If you believe in it, just keep on keeping on and just enjoy it to the max. We're only going to pass this way one time.
That's it. I got to make it count.
Yep, make it count.
Well, thank you so much for being a guest on Beauty Pop today. You're a wonderful
Beauty Talk.
Guest.
Well,
Beauty Pop.
It's been my pleasure. Beauty Pop. There you go. Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. And now I'm going to jump into the quote of the week. And this week's quote of the week, then you stay on the line and hang out still some more with us for a few more minutes. So our quote of the week is, beautiful is being human. It's having wonderful, admirable, we're going to start that over. Beautiful is being human. It's having wonderful, admirable traits and terrible flaws. It's about being a whole person. Being beautiful is about seeing the beauty in the world around you, in all people, and in all things. We have one special announcement, which will be the Upchurch Understanding Principles. We'll be having a special speaker on May the 18th. Actress Roma Downey, best known for her role as Monica in Touched by an Angel, will be speaking at the May 18th service, which is from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. And I'm urging everyone to attend this special service in honor of the Proof of the Truth series that is being given by Reverend Della Reese. And hear what Della, who played Tess, and Roma, who played Monica on Touched by an Angel, hear what the angels have to say about their lives now, their life then, and about being living proof of the truth. So, and you're invited too, Sam. If you're around, come on out and hear what Roma and Della have to say. It'll be a great time. Okay? Okay. Wow. That goes for Sam. That goes for everyone out there. If you're around in L.A., come on out. Otherwise, stay tuned for next week's edition of Beauty Pop. We will have a very special birthday edition, as my birthday is next Monday, and some very special things will be happening. So stay tuned, and you guys take care out there in listening land, and thank you so much for listening and being a fan of Beauty Pop. See you next week. Thanks again, Sam. Take care.
And they wonder why they're so lonely, until they bump into somebody like me, and I am in my